Burnt sage sausage. Let's start it off with burnt sage sausage. Well, welcome everybody. This is the Lachey Show. Today is, let it be the 17th. April 17th, Sunday. And you know why I started it off with burnt sage sausage? Usually when I start off the show, I usually start off with some food because everybody know that I'm a big foodie. But I'm just saying, the reason why I'm starting it off with burnt sage sausage is because usually that's what we have every Sunday morning. When we have guests, you know, we have sausage, we do the home fries, you know. No, today. Don't worry, you're going to see after.
Not today, I had no food at all.
No, soon come. But anyway, last week we had the sage sausage in the oven. And Auntie Cole was on sausage, right? Now, for all of y'all who tuned in last week, we were like in missed show. And maybe some of you remember, maybe some of you don't. But I did say through the course of the show, I said, yo, check my sausage, yo. Make sure that it's good. And the response from the other side was, yo, I checked it. You good, right? I just want to let y'all know that after the show, I went upstairs and I had a pan of crisp to the burnt to the 10th power sage sausage, and I wasn't happy about it. So let's give a round of applause to Auntie Cole for burning the sage sausage. Nonetheless, I just want to let everybody know. Thank you. Nonetheless, I'm happy today. You know why? Because I got a special guest co-host in the house, and this is
there's a lot of ways to take the word special. I hope you mean it as this special is, and not special.
This is my friend John Fresh Kulisic. Did I say that right?
JF to you.
So we kind of happy to have you in the building.
Thanks, it's great to be here. Always great to be here.
Every time you know you're around, I just cannot stop laughing because your point of view. As a matter of fact, and I feel good too because you know my guest co-host is another white guy.
Yes,
you know what
yes,
I mean?
Yes.
So it's just kind of making me feel yes. like more comfortable, more at home. So
I understand.
I'm feeling good. So JF, John yes. Kulisic. Yeah, am Kulisic. I saying that right?
Kulisic. Yes.
Oh, Sec. I'm sorry. Yeah. AKA JF. AKA
Dumbass. Yeah, there's a lot of different...
Regular white guy. You like that?
Yeah, that's okay.
A.K.A.
Yeah.
Mandels, the king of Mandels.
Yeah,
can we get a zoom on the Mandels?
I wear Mandels.
A.K.A.
It's a beautiful day outside. The cuff in the pants, the Mandels, that's just how I am.
A.K.A. the king of the peppermint patties.
The peppermint patties, yes. That's what I think Steady called them peppermint patties, if I remember
that's exactly
correctly.
What they are.
Yeah, peppermint patties.
A.K.A. Are we good?
That was rough. Yeah, we're good.
Oh, Tom from Tom and Helen Willis?
Yes, because...
People don't know that you're married to a beautiful black woman.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, that's another thing that you got in common with Danny. Both of you have the love for the brown loves.
Yes.
Yeah. So.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm a little taller than him, but other than that, and quite and a lot.
A
older,
little wider.
And much wider, much older, much taller.
Yeah. But it's good to have you here.
Yeah. All white people are the same. Other than that, so.
That is not true.
Yeah, good.
That is not true.
So, yeah, some of it is just a little more, you know, more white than others.
So just so that people can know, you know, get a little bit familiar with yourself.
Uh-huh.
You had a little background in the industry.
Yeah.
I had a small little situation.
When I was young, I grew up in a town of upstate New York called Newburgh. I was.
You got
DJ.
Any shots to bust when he says Newburgh, New York?
Yeah, no kidding. It's rough up there. It's a rough stop up there.
Yeah, Newburgh is nothing sweet.
No, nothing, not at all. It's beautiful. And the worst part is the scenery. The whole town is beautiful.
What the? Dang, I said a couple of shots. I didn't say bombs.
And the town is beautiful. That's the thing. It's like right on the Hudson River. The architecture is beautiful. It's just a beautiful town, but it's like... It's just been neglected for so long, you know, and I didn't think it'd get any worse than when I was young, but all the kids when I was young who got in trouble all had kids who got in trouble, and now they're having kids who are getting in trouble. Mm-hmm. It's just like generational crime. It's really terrible.
Well, everybody know that Newburgh really ain't nothing sweet.
No, but so I was DJing up there, you know, I was really young, like 16, 17, and I was, you know, when LL came to town, my name was on the flyer with LL.
Oh, you was a boy.
Yeah, it was cool. It was cool. LL running them, Kool Moe Dee.
So you was the man of Newburgh at that time?
Well, yeah, I was. Yeah, I was okay. I was okay. I had a lot of fun doing it. Won battles, won trophies, and this and that. Mm-hmm. You know, and it was just like being a DJ back then. You had to carry a crate. You had to buy your records. You know, it was very different than now. And it's like I was just young, and like I was in English class handing out flyers. You know, mm-hmm. with my name on it. And then I didn't go to English class much after that. But,
so it started off as a DJ thing.
Yeah, exactly.
So then I know that later on you eventually had your own label situation.
Yeah, I left the music business because I had what they refer to as a substance abuse problem.
Okay. No, that's
so,
real.
So I left it alone and I ended up like getting a job and, you know, just being a white guy and recovering and doing what I had to do.
So what would there be any people like we might be familiar with that well, you had?
Yeah, I mean, I did one of my biggest records that I put out on the label. It's called Mona Hip Hop, was with Ace. Oh. You may have heard him. You might have heard of Master Ace.
Maybe.
Yeah. And
he gorgeous,
and Guru, mm-hmm. rest in peace. That was a real good record. It was a lot of fun. I did a big record with Quali and Planet Asia, which did really well.
Mm-hmm. That you was down with the fun. Dirty Backpacks.
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah. The Backpacks were fun. The Lyricist Lounge, the whole thing. Right. You know, I did a lot with all the members of EMC.
All of them.
Every one of them.
You can
yeah.
say names. It's okay.
No,
okay.
Punching words are on my label, too, okay. you know, and that was fun. And I DJed for them, which was a lot of fun for me. Because, you know, I'm into jam band stuff, too, like Grateful Dead, and I like rock and roll like all white people do,
oh,
whether
you really
they admit
white.
It or not.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so... Like, I had their show. We put their show together, and they could do so much off the top that it was so improvisational that it was a lot of fun. And, you know, Words is one of the most amazing rappers.
That's right. Y'all better know it. Words yeah, work. Y'all better acknowledge the rep.
I know. I've never seen anybody really just go off the
Shout
top
out to
of the
EMC.
Head like him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and so, you know, we all did a tour together, actually, which was fun. That was the Disposable Arts tour in Europe.
Okay.
We were all gone for a month and came back. And,
oh, that's cool.
And it was fun. You know, it was a lot of fun. We had a good time, but the music just dried up in hip-hop at that point. Especially underground hip-hop. Like, Fat Beats went from selling 15,000 singles of a record to, like, 3,000 after Napster. Mm-hmm. Because nobody was going to buy the record. They were just going to download the MP3. So
what about you? Didn't you manage to at some point?
Yeah. I used to. Well, I was doing a lot for Punchy Words. You know, I would do a lot of their bookings. People would call me, and we would just do it together.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I just loved being on stage with them again. It was fun. So you know, they would call me and say, we want you to do... We were doing shows every weekend for a while. You know, we do Rutgers one weekend. You know, we would do all kinds of shows just local. It was a lot of fun.
Okay, I just wanted to get the
people
familiar.
Yeah, and I used to book Ace's shows. I used to handle his stuff and I would book his.
So you just wanted me to know that, so you let me know that you.
No,
was getting
no, you
money
asked me
here.
If I did other groups.
Getting, let me know you were getting money in my house.
No, I wasn't actually. I think I might. I know I did Punch of Words for free. I don't think I ever. I mean,
yeah,
because
I can't
money,
see him doing
never,
nothing for free.
Yeah, I was never. I was never. I mean, I never really just. It wasn't about the money for me. I just had fun. I mean, actually, I just like going to D&D and playing CeeLo. To be honest.
Oh, all right.
I got dice game stories for days. I should have my own show for that.
What a lot of people don't know about you is that you are an author.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, I just wanted to throw that out there too.
A businessman.
You know, just real quick, a quick little plug.
Yeah, I wrote a book with a friend of mine, a childhood friend of mine. He actually...
We don't really care much about him, but we just want to say that, you know, this is in stores
he's
right now.
He's a brilliant guy. He really
Bare
is a
Knuckle.
Guy.
All right, we give him a little shout out.
Sean O'Neill. Yeah.
Well, what up, Sean? And, you know, they got this book out that came out. So, you know, it's titled, you know, Bare Knuckle People Management. If y'all happen to be in Barnes & Nobles on Amazon.com.
Yeah. Barnes & Noble still has them in some of the stores, actually. So we used to go, Zach and I used to go put it out front in the business books.
All right.
Try and sell an extra one.
You know, I just want to give people a little background that, you know, what you was doing in the industry and that, you know, you got your little situation going on here.
Yeah.
But nevertheless, let's just dive right into, just what's going on in America. And first thing I just want to say, I want to talk about a hip hop legend real quick. Not Master Ace right now, but I just want to say, Slick Rick. Did you hear about what happened with Slick Rick?
He got citizenship, right?
Congratulations to Slick Rick.
Yeah, I honestly, as a felon, I didn't know that was possible. But we'll leave that alone.
That was a jab?
No, I'm just saying. I'm just saying. As a felon, I didn't know you could become. I didn't know that. That was good for Rick.
Yes, I'm very happy.
He was damn near deported. If I'm not.
You damn right.
Okay,
so Slick Rick.
That's a big jump.
It is. He became American citizen. Ricky Slick Rick Martin Lloyd Walters.
That's a lot of names.
His name. Okay, the English born rapper said that during his oath ceremony that just was last week that he was relieved to finally put that chapter behind him. He is official out here. And that's very appropriate right there at the Ruler's Back because we real happy.
You know, Slick Rick caught a bad break because honestly, if you go just one album or two albums in, Slick Rick could be in people's top five.
Yeah, I mean,
if you just say okay, you know, he makes good records. He made good records. He was a great storyteller. Mm-hmm. He's certainly one of the best storytellers ever.
Right.
I agree with that.
You
could put if Slick Rick was in your top five off of just what he did in that small period of time, you can't really argue.
No, I agree with that. He got in a little bit of trouble.
Yeah, well, he shot up. He got like 8 years, didn't he? He did a lot of years.
Yeah, he did.
That's what I'm saying. How did he get citizenship after that? It's like he had a good lawyer. That's pretty good.
Well, he got his start rapping with Dougie Fresh and the Get Fresh Crew. And he put out his debut album, The Great Adventures of Slick Rick, in 1988. And it hit number one on the R&B and hip hop charts. And in 1990, that's when he got sent to prison for a shooting that he says was in self defense. You know what I'm saying? So
I'm just letting you know.
And he said it was in self-defense and he was threatened with deportation and he was detained. And, you know, just recently he was pardoned. And we happy.
I'm a huge
23 years. This has been going on 23 years.
I'm a huge Slick Rick fan. I'm actually happy for him. And my son loves Slick Rick. He's 10 years old and we listen, like, he knows children's story. He loves Slick Rick. He really does. Slick Rick's a great rapper.
I'm glad that he got an opportunity to get a second chance.
Yeah, absolutely. He hasn't gotten in trouble since either, and that's very important. You know, I got in trouble very young too. And you did? Yeah, I got in trouble at a young age. I was DJing and doing everything else.
How'd you get in trouble, Jeff?
Well, you know, I got in trouble.
I heard that part. You know, I said how?
It was the 80s, the same way everybody was getting in trouble back then. But
when you say you got in trouble, do you mean that you were cling-cling? Is that what you mean, cling-cling?
Yeah, I got in trouble. I got in trouble. It was the 80s. Everyone was in the same situation for the most part.
Did a little bitty bit.
But anyway, I'm happy that he was able to turn it around. He was able to turn it around and never get in trouble again. That's the key.
Right. I feel you.
That's the key.
Because,
you know, some people got in trouble in the 80s like me never got in trouble again. That's important.
But see, you're different because, you know, you have that privilege. You know,
I'm white. Absolutely.
This is what
I'm
saying.
Question. But I tell you what, Slick Rick got some white privilege there, too.
Because he's from England?
I don't know how he got citizenship after having a felony. That's incredible.
Well, you know what? Who cares?
Good for him.
I'm
happy. I'm happy somebody else got to, you know, taste some white privilege, I guess, even though he's not so white, but good for him.
But, you know, we happy to hear about that. I don't want to just dive into sad news, but this is a story that has been kind of trying on me for the past week or so, and it was about that NFL guy, Will Smith. So, for all who don't know about Will Smith, you know, my daughter comes running in the room and is like, Mommy, not that Will Smith, but Will Smith.
Thought Jada finally shanked him. Huh?
You know, so Will Smith was a former NFL player for the New Orleans Saints, and he just had a memorial for him this past Friday.
Yes.
So just to let people know about this story, this football player or former football player rather, they say that it was due to road rage, which I totally disagree about the road rage theory, but I'll get into a little bit more of that as we go on with the story. So what happened was is that him, his wife, another couple they went out to dinner and they were in their truck or whatever. Dinner's finished. They drive off or whatever. And what happened is that a Hummer was in front of them and the Hummer stopped short. He jams on his brakes and he taps the back of his Hummer. They get out, they look, they see there's no damage. I don't know what type of words was it, you know, exchanged at that point. I guess we'll never know. And they get back in the car and they drive off. We think that everything's done. No, it's not. So the Hummer follows them and he stops in front of them again and he gets out and it's a whole bunch of, now it's loud, a lot of profanities is going on at this point. And it gets to be a heated exchange. after Will Smith turns around to goes back in his car, he gets shot in the back 8 times by this dude. His name is Cordell Hayes, I believe his name is. Cordell Hayes.
Well, what was he going back to the car for?
Don't matter.
I'm just wondering.
He ain't make it. This is what I'm saying. Now, of course, police is saying that he had a loaded gun in his car, which, who knows? We'll never know what he was going back to the car.
He had a loaded gun in his car.
Correct.
Hayes, who shot him, had the gun that he had and another gun in his car.
Well, he was with someone, too.
Isn't that crazy? There's 3 guns in 2 cars traveling around New Orleans. What is going on?
Oh, it's real in New Orleans. You ain't know?
I've been there many times. He's the 31st. He was at Will Smith's the 31st murder victim in New Orleans this year.
Wow.
The 31st.
And the year, we ain't even half the year.
But there's 32 already. Another person died. So there's 32 murder victims this year in New Orleans, and it's like there's just guns all over the place and just people shooting each other.
I know.
Three guns in 2 cars.
So
terrible.
The wife gets out the car, whatever, and she's like, yo, you know, basically trying to defuse the situation.
Right.
And she's like, it's not that serious. And, you know, we have children, all of that. So her and Will go walk back to the car, and he lets off 8 shots in his back and shot her twice.
Yeah, terrible.
Now, the media is trying to say that this was based off of a road rage incident. I mean, we all know that. I mean,
well,
is this not...
Well, he's saying he didn't know who he shot.
Who's saying this?
Cordell? The shooter. The shooter is saying that he didn't know who he shot.
Okay, well, then things have come out also.
Right, that he was at dinner with the...
That Will Smith was at dinner with a police officer.
Who killed his father.
That killed his father. So, basically, this is not stemmed off of... I think he was followed.
Let me tell you something to put this in a little bit more perspective for you. New Orleans is a dirty city. By dirty, I mean just, like, dirty. First time I went to New Orleans, I was about 24 years old, and I went for a convention for business. And there were citizens in the airport handing out flyers telling you, beware of the New Orleans Police Department because they will rob you when you're drunk.
Mm.
So you can imagine. Just think about that for a minute.
But that's anywhere, though.
Right, but they're telling you, and that culture has always been like that. Then Katrina came.
Right, Philly? You know, Philly 50 over there. Watch your mouth because she started to take things personal.
After Katrina, it was already a rough town. It was a rough stop. And after Katrina, I think there was a mass exodus of people who could do better elsewhere.
Right.
So the people that are stuck there are really just people who like being in New Orleans or people who really can't go anywhere else.
But the food is damn good, too.
Oh, very
you
good.
Can't forget that.
And the restaurants are surprisingly, like, you walk down the street, it's hot.
It's almost worth a robbery sometimes if you just want to go and get some good gumbo. You know what I mean? Like, you just take that risk.
I can't co-sign that.
No?
Not on TV.
But anyway, we both know that New Orleans ain't nothing to mess with. And they walking around there packing like it's like they got packs of gum in their pocket.
But now let's just put New Orleans in a place there and, okay, it's the same in Chicago. And it's the same in Baltimore. And God knows how it is in Detroit. How many towns have 3 guns in 2 cars? Too many.
I feel you.
1.5 guns per car as an average ain't good.
Well, I mean, I don't know what's the deal with this Cordell Hayes, but I mean, this story just really bothers me. You know what I mean? And I don't like the fact that they out here just saying this is a case of road rage because clearly that it's not. But
what he's going to find out the hard way is that you don't go after things like that. You don't sell drugs in a school zone. You don't mug people at Yankee Stadium. And you don't shoot NFL players.
Those are the 3 things you don't do?
They're going to send you to jail for 1,000 years for selling drugs by a school.
Could he get the chair? Is there any way that he could be?
It's going to be ugly. It's going to be ugly. It's really going to be ugly.
By the way,
Arnold Schwarzenegger's the governor.
Then he'll get a pardon. He's not going to get a pardon because he's black.
The one who got the pardon was Mexican. And Snoop Dogg is upset.
We didn't get the white privilege yet. Can you wait a minute?
But he's Mexican. He's not white. That's rich privilege. Like Slick Rick.
Rich white.
Like Slick Rick. Slick Rick got rich privilege too. He got citizenship. You can't go both ways.
No, I don't think so.
But
anyway, let's get back to Will. I just feel, you know, my heart goes out to him and
his family. It's terrible.
Because clearly this is about some revenge shit or whatever.
It's just silliness.
And you know what really kills me is about the fact that he has the small children. You know what I mean?
It's terrible. And you know, NFL players, you know, you hope they took care of their money in the first place. So you just hope that a pension comes in or something to take care of the kids.
You're right.
So you never know.
So rest in peace to Will Smith. number 91, and, you know, I just want to send my condolences out to his wife that, you know, she went to the funeral in a wheelchair.
Yeah, it's terrible.
You know, and...
thank God she made it, because...
Yeah, that's right. Kids, I think that I think the shooter spared her life, because, you know, you could tell that he shot low or whatever, and, you know... But anyway,
so he's a pro. Yeah, I'm saying, right. If he really did that, you got to be like, how many people has he shot?
You're right.
Who is this? Like Liam Neeson?
And they had 3 small children, so rest in peace to Will Smith. Also, before we go on in other black people news, I just want to say rest in peace to Doug Banks.
Yeah, who's that?
I know you don't know who he is, but
he's
African American, by the way.
Oh, I knew Slick Rick was.
But that's hip hop, so that's a different element for
Doug Banks.
Yeah. But anyway, Doug Banks was a Chicago radio icon.
Uh huh. Really?
And yeah. He was a radio host on V103, and his radio show was a national syndicated show, and he passed away from complications from diabetes and kidney failure. He passed away on 4/11.
How old was he?
He was 57.
That's pretty young.
It's very young.
That's too young.
And you know what? This is also like I just finished telling you the other day, I'm getting tired of these RIPs every week. Like, they just starting to become a little bit depressing.
It's been a rough year. I saw somebody post the other day on 2016, the year music died. You know, because there's so many people you're losing, you know, from Fife and there's been just icons.
And then coincidentally, it's diabetes again.
Yeah, diabetes is rough.
It's real, though.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And, you know.
So I say, hoping that the weight limit on this chair isn't exceeded. I guess you got to...
You don't have any diabetes. You got high blood pressure.
You have high blood pressure. I have high blood pressure.
You got to take medication for that?
Yeah, I take medication, but it's hereditary. Like, my brother's real big.
But you know you could change that, right?
Yeah, I'm sure I could, but it's easier to just eat your cooking.
But...
I'm not going to change it coming to this house.
I have hypertension as well. So, I mean, I'm the last person that needs to be dictating to somebody, you know, what to eat or whatever.
Right, right.
But you do know that it's just a matter of changing lifestyle.
Yeah.
Do you want to do that, JF?
Yeah, I guess I have to. But again, it'll be after your cookout.
All right.
It'll certainly be after your cookout.
Will you be willing to sacrifice pork ribs?
No.
Absolutely not.
I said after the cookout. Am I speaking French? It's not going to happen till after.
I'm just trying to be hopeful.
The cookout is key in all of my planning. I come back from the road on my sales trip just to come back for the cookout.
We got to do this together. We got to be here for a while.
I think neither one of us have the willpower nor the fortitude. Our spouses, they could do that.
Right,
but you and I, we're going to be like, we're on a diet.
Let's fight through this.
We're
going
to be on a Dairy Queen diet. That'd be the next book.
Easy.
That'd be my next book.
All right, so wait. It's something else that's been kind of bothering me in black people news. Actually, it's in hip-hop. Yeah, okay. In hip-hop news, too. This story keeps haunting me. Afrika Bambaataa. I mean, we touched on this a couple of weeks ago when the allegations
allegation.
Yo, JF, let's talk for real talk right now.
Right.
What the fuck is going on with Afrika Bambaataa?
I'm gonna change this to a white person perspective.
All right, let's do that. Minute. That's good. Let's just switch it up a little bit.
If you go back and you say, wow, George Michael's gay.
Mm-hmm.
And then you go back, like, I didn't know that. And you look at him now with our eyes that we have now in 2016, and you look at George Michael, you're like,
Could be.
I can see that. Mm-hmm. You know, and I think Afrika Bambaataa,
think of this big, black, brawly...
I see that whole...
Masculine thunderbolt.
But just the way they dressed and the way they... That was so weird, you know, just from that perspective, period. It was like, I always thought he was weird, so I'm not surprised. But, you know, and you never know, allegedly. We can just say allegedly.
Are we going to say allegedly?
I think when 4 people...
I don't think we have to say allegedly.
Did you say allegedly for Michael Jackson?
Oh, you want to go there?
I'm just asking.
Well, let me just say this. I didn't see anybody come up as far as Michael Jackson saying that they had Michael Jackson's penis in their mouth.
No, no, or he said, suck my dick, it doesn't make you gay.
Right.
Your dick, it doesn't make you gay. I can tell you a lot
of things. I don't think anybody said that about Michael Jackson.
I've said a lot of bad things in my life and dumb things and drunken things and high things. I've never said, if you suck my dick, it won't make, or if I suck your dick, it won't make me gay or you gay. No, I have never said those words.
Well, listen.
So, if four people said something like that, four people
right now. How many times have I said this before?
But again, did
we say? One person say.
But did we say allegedly Michael Jackson? Did we say allegedly R. Kelly? There's a lot of people with a lot of people.
But what I'm saying is that in those, we don't have to say allegedly with R. Kelly. We don't have to say allegedly. Michael Jackson, maybe. Maybe. You know, because we don't have people that's coming out saying that. When somebody come out and say, this person touched me inappropriately,
right,
and I did sexual things with this person.
Right.
Mm, all right, but you did take 30 years. Then the second person come out.
It's terrible.
Okay?
It's terrible.
Keep in mind, they not just saying it, JF.
I understand.
They saying specific details.
Such details. Such that where he lived, the train they went on.
Right.
And the people, if you look at the, you know, if you see the interview of the one guy,
Ronald Savage.
He really.
Let me tell you.
He's been marked for life.
Listen. Ronald Savage is disturbed.
Yeah.
I'm disturbed.
And that's going to be Bambada's defense. That dude's disturbed. But you're the one who disturbed him, dude.
Yo, he's really effed up.
But that's what happens. But they always find the weakest mark. They find a mark. They go there, they find the mark, and they take care of him. And then they say, well, look at him. He's crazy anyway. Well, he's crazy because you helped make him crazy.
I really feel bad for him, yo.
I agree.
I really feel bad for him.
I agree. And it's terrible. And the other three, and one of them's just remaining anonymous, correct?
Right. So, wait. Mm-hmm. It's four in total.
Yes.
So we got three that came out with specific details.
I believe so.
And then the fourth one don't want
to. But he does like blind calls and he'll disguise
himself. All right, so he don't count.
But he's helping corroborate. But the one kid, the Ronald Savage kid, he really has a plan.
What's his plan?
To try and get the statute of limitations eliminated or extended when it comes to these cases. Because you don't even know what somebody did with you when you're 9 years old. You know, and then 7 years, if it expires in 10 years or 7 years or 10, you don't even realize what's going on. So this really, child molestation really shouldn't have a statute of limitations.
I agree with that.
I would say.
I agree with that.
And if that's what his thing is, trying to do this and take down Bambada, you know, Bambada.
And everybody's just trying to stay tight-lipped about the situation because it's Africa Bambada.
Well, that's the whole no-snitching
thing,
Yeah,
but this
too.
Is some bullshit.
It's some bullshit.
Listen, look. You know, I know, everybody knows, Africa Bambada did it. Like, come on, why are these people going to lie? They're not going to get... Ronald Savage clearly said, this is not about money.
Right, it's not. It's about...
It's not about nothing.
Absolutely. And the bad part is, you know, that's the whole... That comes back to the hood, no snitching anymore. Don't snitch, no snitch. Look it, Jam Master J, Tupac...
Rest in peace.
Tupac, Jam Master J, and Big. Right. Okay? Let's look at Sting, Eric Clapton, and Mick Jagger.
Why has always got to be related back?
No. Listen now.
I feel you go.
If those three were dead, you think their killers be running around? Do you think if Eric Clapton, Mick Jagger, and Sting's killers were, if they were dead, do you think their killers would not be in jail?
Absolutely.
But the hood, the white people going, he shot Mick Jagger.
Right.
In jail. That's he shot
right.
Mick Jagger.
That's right.
You don't think the people know who shot those people? You don't think people in Jam Master J's neighborhood don't know who shot him?
I hope that.
And it's terrible. It's terrible. But this has come back. Oh, he's our legend. He's a hero. He's this. He's that.
But he's a child molester.
He's a child molester. But people still go to R. Kelly concerts.
Yeah, I feel you. That's a good
and
point.
Videos of him peeing on girls.
You right.
Peeing on them.
But not to say that. All right.
No.
Let me just say this. Peeing on somebody. All right, I was just trying to think of a way because step in the name of love. That's my joy.
I understand. All
right, I'm just saying.
You're right. Fresh out the kitchen. You love the song.
I love it.
But then you realize he peed on a 12-year-old.
I know. It's not right.
I mean, how old was Aaliyah? It's terrible.
No, it is terrible. It is terrible.
It's terrible. But there's going to be more stories like this with Bambada.
But don't you think African Bambada is just way more extreme, though?
I think it's way more extreme, but if you look at African Bambada, was he going to get a girl?
Good night. All right, I'm done.
I mean, where was he going to go? Was a girl really going to sleep with him? He may be the only groupie-proof rapper in the history of rap.
Yo, I think that I feel you.
So, we need to
stop being so closed about this and stop being on some, yeah, but it's Africa Bambaataa. Who cares?
It's got nothing to do with Africa Bambaataa.
Well, in a way, because nobody is going, nobody's making it a big deal.
This has happened in the hood with the weird uncle for decades. For decades, this has been happening, and not just in the hood. That sounds racist. In every family,
it's a hood, and even in the white neighborhood,
child molestation is always
real.
It's real, and it's always been scurried under the rug.
Mm-hmm.
Always been scurried under the rug. And it's
disgusting.
It's terrible. It's terrible. And you look at Bambaataa, and he's like, "Oh, it's Bambaataa, so we can't do it. It's the uncle. You know, you always had the drunk uncle. You wouldn't let the kids near.
You're right.
Stay away from Uncle Fruity.
Mm-hmm. And
it's terrible. It really is terrible." And I hope that they do extend the statute of limitations and something good comes of this. You know, I feel bad for Bambaataa, but it's like, dude,
I don't.
Let the punishment.
I don't feel bad for Africa Bambaataa.
You know,
I don't.
I'm not sure
you ruin
he was
lives.
Mentally healthy.
It don't matter. You ruin people's lives.
You're right.
You ruin people's lives.
You're right.
Especially innocent children whose mind is not even fully developed.
It's terrible.
Come on, go in.
Innocent children who worship you.
Exactly.
Like, oh my God.
That's what I'm talking about.
Africa Bambaataa. And Africa
Bambaataa
was
I don't feel
the
sorry
man.
For him. I hope that the worst possible punishment gets to him. That's how I feel.
Well,
I love hip hop, and it don't got nothing to do with hip hop.
They're never going to be able to prosecute him. You just wonder, you know, it's like, how many stories are going to come out?
And then
he comes out
and he makes a statement, you know.
He came out and categorically denied everything. They can't prove anything. It's never going to go to court. We're going to charge him civilly.
And so you think that's how it's going to get left? It's just never going
to... He wants to get it left like that.
No, I'm asking your opinion.
It depends. I think more people have to come out. I think it's going to be like a Bill Cosby thing. I think if Bill Cosby only had 4 people who came out and said it, he might have had a pass on it. But when you get the 750 people,
right?
You know,
like we know
something's wrong.
That Bill Cosby raped those women.
And
we know that
out.
Africa Bambaataa touched them kids.
And then you
we
know that
OJ killed Nicole. Like, you know, there's certain things that we know, but we just don't want to acknowledge.
You think OJ did it? I'm just teasing. Like, who else did it if he did?
Well, some people are saying his son did it.
His son was young, though. What?
He still had mad strong.
Yeah, he could have killed him. He could have killed his son.
They say he was a chef.
I could see him taking the blame for his son.
Chef cooking with the pot.
I could see him taking the blame for the son, but
the son ain't do that.
Who cares that much? Yeah, that's somebody. You just seen somebody who
you seeing your ex going around smashing a dude in your Porsche in your house.
He might have witnessed some interesting get down in the car itself.
Probably did
because
he's
maniac. Then they walked her to the thing. You know, she might have taken care of business for him already. You never know what you saw.
All right. What else we got?
You never know. I mean, they weren't married.
Listen, I'm mortified with the whole Africa Bambaataa thing.
Yeah, it's sad. But the way the public reacts is going to be very interesting. You're right. I'm gonna see what happens. But it's not like you can stop buying his records because, I mean, Planet Rock hasn't been relevant in, 30 years.
Right, I feel you.
So I don't know how they're going to, boycott or make any difference. He's just going to sit there and say it wasn't
Well,
me.
Hopefully something could come out of it as far as a punishment.
I hope he at least gets sued. But I mean, what
sued?
You from Bambaataa?
Jail?
That's not going to happen. Unless he's done it within 7 years or 10 years or whatever the statute is, nothing's gonna happen. He's just gonna sit there and say it wasn't me.
Huh?
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
That would because you have to think he didn't stop. You know, I don't see how you stop. Anyway.
All right. Well, anyway, let's talk about Petty Wap Ciara. Did you see Ciara on Good Morning America?
Let me tell you something.
Ciara and Ludacris was on Good Morning America announcing the names to the Billboard Awards. Is that what the awards it was? And, okay, so she starts to say the names, and she's like, Drake, Fetty Wap, and then she gets to Future and...
Said not one word. Not a syllable.
Then she gets
and the name is on the thing. Now, couldn't she work that out with Ludacris in the first place?
Isn't that what she did? Because she did like this. No, if you listen closely, after she said the first two names, she said, that was the cue.
So did he just miss his ad-lib?
Huh?
Did he just miss his ad-lib cue? Should he have come in and said Future before, it was so
painfully obvious? I think what happened was like, all right, so this is what's going to happen. I'm going to say Drake. I'm going to say Fetty Wap. And then I'm going to go, and then you say Future.
No.
And then I get back.
I think she saw it, First of all, I don't think she was prepared. I think she
How is she going to not be prepared?
How you going to sleep with Bow Wow? She slept with Bow Wow. Asshole. So what's the difference? You know what? Her list is not impressive. This is not a smart woman.
No. See, I've been loose bootying in the industry.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm saying she might not have looked at it first.
All right, who's Sierra got?
Maybe it's secret like that, like the Oscars. Maybe she know Future's name was going to be on there.
No, she know.
You think so?
I know so.
You think she had to read those names?
Absolutely.
Fetty Wap might be hard for her to read without
trust
a
first
word. She's not smart.
How would Luda know what meant?
He saw it on the screen.
First of all, how petty is she? We're going to take this. All right, so you're going to ignore your baby daddy's name. We're not going to acknowledge the fact that Future is a freaking word. It's a word. You're never going to say, guess what? I have such positive plans for the...
That's her son. It's her son's name. So what do you say? Hey,
I have such optimistic views about my... You got to say the word at some particular point in life.
I understand, and it's trifling.
Right.
But
come here.
Look. Let's rewind a little bit. Let's look at her period.
All right, so she smashed Bow Wow.
Little Bow Wow.
50
Bow Wow. What was it?
There
was
Amari Stoudemire.
Amari Stoudemire, and that's the other one. Trey Songz too, right?
What?
I think Trey Songz too.
She's running through.
Yeah, I'm an MTO. I media takeouts where I get all my news.
9:59 every morning.
Every morning at 10 o'clock they change the story, so I'm there.
Okay.
I don't comment because I can't. You know, I can't argue with those morons. But the comments are the best part. But I sit here. I'm like, wow. She's had some people run through her. And Russell Wilson's a moron.
Why you say you're a moron?
What did he spend on that ring?
Well, he got it. Listen, not for nothing. Listen, she might be an amazing person. We don't know.
She wouldn't say her baby's father's name TV.
She's petty.
Trifling.
But I mean, maybe she's
That's going to get him more money to pay for the kid. And first of all, she was with... Oh, let's not forget Future. Let's not forget she had a baby with that dude. All
right, we're right.
Yeah, let's just...
We got to put him on the list, too.
He's a moron. That dude's a moron.
All right, so she got a pretty...
She's got... Look.
A pretty extensive resume.
Her stock was flying high. She was with 50 and she looked good and everything else. Right. She can't be mad. 50 pulls some good...
All right, so now we... This is a graph.
Yeah, stock dropped precipitously when she hit Bow Wow.
Okay, did it go back up a little bit with Amari?
Amari was okay, but Amari ran through a lot too, and then like got married a week after he left her. So
he just wanted to see what it was. He just wanted to see what it was.
There's too much of that. There's too much of that. What did these guys sit home and like look at media takeout and say, oh? Yeah, when Wiz break up with her, I'm going to get with her. Is that what they do?
Sam is a good-looking girl, though.
No, I'm saying like
I mean, I could see somebody scheming.
But they keep recycling the same hookers.
Well, we want to see what it is. Everybody talking about it.
I don't understand. That's terrible. Listen. That's terrible.
All right, so then you're right. So it's 50, it's Bow Wow, it's Amari, it's Future.
And now it's
Russell.
Yeah, and he's spending like first of all, he was married, so he know not all marriages work.
But don't forget one thing. Sierra was never married. So maybe he feel like he could turn this.
Turn what into a hoe into a housewife? Is that where you're going with
maybe.
It?
Maybe.
That hoe in the housewife works never.
Never?
Wait, never.
What about a percentage? Small percentage maybe?
Kanye's trying it.
Yeah?
Kanye's trying it.
Well, it's lasting pretty long.
Only because he needs money.
You think so?
Yeah.
Kanye got money. Stop.
You think so?
Yeah.
That dude wastes money on some stupid shit. Mm. That whole fashion line, nobody's buying that shit.
But
he rented out Madison Square Garden to show that line of trash.
All right.
How much money could he have?
You're right.
Who was buying that?
No. But let's not. We can't neglect Hoisha. Let's get back to Sierra real quick because you're diverting again.
I'll take meds.
Don't forget. I think that her reasoning as to why she didn't say his name is because of the lawsuit that she has out. You know, she's not supposed to say his name, and Future comes back and says. She had the nerve to be suing me for a $15 million lawsuit, and she ain't been hot since 2011. He said the bitch wasn't hot since.
She's figured out her niche.
What do you have to say about Future making that comment about his baby mother, about she ain't been hot since 2011?
Just as trifling as not saying the name on TV, so.
But do you think that, how do you feel about that, like venting all of this back and forth on social media?
That's what they do. Social media is terrible. You know.
But what is it doing for the kid?
Nothing. Not they hate each other. That's just how it's going to be.
Why do these people have
dumbass Russell Wilson running around the airport?
You hate Russell, don't you?
He's stupid. What is he thinking? thinking? What is he thinking? This is not going to end well.
Russell might think in his mind that he came up.
This is not going to end well. This is not going to end well for that moron. He's stupid. That's not a good play for him.
You think somebody in Russell... Ow, wow! You know, you going back there?
Yeah, you have to, because you're as low as the lowest point. Bow wow!
You think that somebody would be in Russell's ear and say, yo, if you decide to do this, maybe you should consider a prenup. You think that somebody...
I think the first conversation is, what the fuck are you doing?
All right, let him
this
have
is fun. Not a wife.
All right, but let him have fun.
And then, right.
Let him have fun.
But they're not even having fun. Aren't they celibate? Fuck are we running
I mean, come
here?
On. Do you really believe that?
But I never heard of such a thing. You're running with a hoe and you're not going to do anything. How long is this going to last?
Yo, I don't believe that for one bit.
Look.
How is she ever going to be loose bootying through the whole industry and not give her man none?
Maybe that's why she ain't speaking in the future.
Good night.
Maybe they have a problem. Maybe she's visiting him and now she's mad at him. Who knows?
Let's talk about another industry bird.
Oh, boy. There's a lot of these.
Iggy. Let's talk about Iggy.
Oh,
that's just your favorite topic.
Did you see what she said?
Yeah.
She was going to do?
She spoke on Wild 94.1 about her current love / fiance, Nick Young. She said that if she catches him doing this, or whatever, the bullshit that he's been out here saying and doing again, that she was going to cut off what? What was the percentage?
I think 1/4, 25% each time, right?
A quarter of his penis off.
Yeah, for each time.
Just a tip?
Let me tell you something. Iggy Azalea.
Yeah, I'm listening. Shoot.
Iggy Azalea is ugly. So she's going to keep taking him back. No, I'm not being mean. Listen, if you look like one of the Wayans brothers in makeup in a movie, you're ugly. You're ugly. You're ugly. If you look like one of the Wayans brothers, you're ugly.
Okay, wait.
That's number
one. You mean if you look like a black man in white face?
Precisely.
Oh, okay.
The only thing missing from her is Terry Crews singing that song and doing a little dance. That is the white chicks right there. That's it.
Okay, wait, JF, let's pause for a second. Wait. Ugly. You don't think that's
cute?
She got a little cuteness.
No, there's no cuteness. You're absolutely wrong.
Ugly.
Wrong. Wrong. Now listen.
All right, go.
So you have to base everything on that. Nick Young's a good-looking guy. Good-looking guy.
You gonna say me? He all right, just like Iggy.
I bet
all
you
right.
The black. But I bet you, as good as he looks, the sister that he left for her ugly ass is banging.
Yeah, maybe.
That's a problem.
Maybe.
But look, there's a term. It's called outkick your coverage. Okay, I'm going to explain this to you guys.
Explain. What does that mean, JF?
My wife looks good.
All right. Beautiful woman.
Beautiful woman. Mm-hmm. Look at me. I outkicked my coverage. You understand?
I feel you.
You just look
listen,
around.
It's not all about the looks all the time, JF.
Understood.
You got an amazing inside.
Don't start that.
You got an amazing inside. Yeah, well, I mean, who wouldn't be attracted to?
Oh, yeah.
Your personality.
Anyway. She outkicked her coverage, so she's going to take a lot of shit from this guy.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, it's like,
you know, Pam does with you?
No, like I do with Pam. She do whatever she wants with my dude. But she's going to say this and be tough and be this. She outkicked her coverage.
Don't make it seem like she don't have options now. She got options. There's a lot of dudes out here that bag.
But she's got that mentality that she's the ugly white. She's not cute.
I think she believes in her mind she's cute. You don't?
No way.
You don't think that?
Why would she take the dude back? He completely totally disrespected her. And how about your man? I don't know if you talked about this in previous weeks. Your man taping it is really ridiculous.
Oh yeah,
that's ridiculous.
We talk about that.
Yeah, that's crazy. That's crazy. But she'll take him back, and she'll take him back in somewhere. And if he
well, let me tell you something. If I was Iggy, and this was happening to me, we all know it's not gonna happen to me. But I'm just saying, like, if this was
well, he outkicked his coverage too.
Let him know now. Look at the camera. Look at the camera. Let him know.
Just to let you know.
But if this would happen to me, like, every situation is different. I think that she did mention that right there. Every situation is an isolated situation. Maybe it wasn't that serious. Maybe this message happened prior to the relationship. Maybe it was all right to just give him a second chance. I feel like everybody deserves a second chance. Why are we being so uptight about what he said on the tape? Well, we don't really know the time restraint, when that happened.
The dude's a rookie.
Okay.
How long has he been around?
But I'm just saying. saying, like,
he just got there. So why is he talking about it? This is a mess.
You're right.
I'm telling you. But why bring it up? Look, she's gonna take everything from anybody. She outkicked her coverage. The dude looks too good for her. She's horrible. She's ugly. Her music isn't any good. Where is she gonna go?
I don't know, Jay. I don't know if I agree with you with that. I think she has potential. She got a fan base. You gotta give her that. Somebody out here liking her. Somebody liking her.
That's horrible.
But, you know, Iggy, if that's what he does, if you want to cut off a part of his penis, I'm all for it.
He ain't going for that.
Yeah, you don't know what he's going to go for if he sleep. Anything can happen. You could be in the kitchen. You could be stirring up hot grits. Yeah. Anything can happen.
Al Green.
Yeah. So, you know.
Yeah, Al Green caught a bad
I wish him the best. How about that? Let's end it on a positive note. Let's wish him the best and hope
I wish
work
him
out.
The best.
Speaking of Nick Young.
I wish him the best.
Him?
Not them, him.
Because he got to deal with her?
Yeah, that's horrible.
Let's talk about Nick Young. Yeah, he's on the Lakers, right?
Yeah, so, the Lakers.
I know that you want to say something about Kobe, right?
I guess
it's his last game. It was his last game that took place,
right?
And everybody's making a whole hoopla about it. That he went out with a bang,
right? Took 50 shots.
And did he score 60 points? Is that what happened?
He took 50 shots. I mean, his arms probably can't lift his arms the rest of the day.
Yeah, I feel you.
But it was always all about Kobe. So it was kind of a way to go out.
Everybody was saying that it was so spectacular that he got 60 points, but. Like, from what I understand, because I'm not really, like, into basketball like that anymore, even though I used to play when I was in college.
Really?
I don't know if you know.
Yeah, no, I didn't
I was
know
point
that.
Guard. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I was pretty sick with it. Really? But anyway.
Left, right, left, and right, huh?
Yeah. Well,
a point guard, that's pretty interesting.
This is what I do. But anyway, I'm not really into and following this, like, you know, how I did back in the days. But from what I understand, I hope that Kobe really wasn't that hot these past 2 years. You know, he was kind of lukewarm.
He was horrible.
Okay.
He was hurt. He's old, but he's been in the league 20 years. You can't say anything about Kobe. He's the third highest scorer ever.
Right.
You got Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
And he was getting a lot of money.
A lot of money. Okay. He won 5 championships. He never stopped wanting to win. You know, other than that, you know, the whole sleeping with a white girl in Colorado, that was a mistake. But other than that, he did okay.
That was a mistake?
Apparently he fell down.
And don't forget the thing about Shaq. We can't forget
that.
Yeah.
He was the original
snitch.
He said, Shaq does it all the time. What the hell?
Yeah.
But Shaq came back to see him. Did you see who else came back to see him?
Lamar?
Lamar gave an interview. Yeah. Let me tell you something.
Tell me
There's
something.
A reason people say, or they ask you when you say something stupid, what do you want, drugs?
Mm-hmm.
Because when you're on drugs, you say dumb shit. Lamar Odom said in an interview, I'm coming back.
Right.
He's 36 years old. Mm-hmm. He was never even an all-star when he was young.
Mm-hmm.
He was a good player. Sixth man, this and that. Never made an all-star team.
Right.
Okay? He's coming back.
You know damn well he ain't coming back.
But he said he is.
We don't care what he says. We don't believe anything that he says.
He's still smoking that
shit. Yo, that's another person my heart goes out to. So, Khloe and Lamar is pretty much on the wraps this time.
Kardashians.
Khloe is frustrated because he recently is going to clubs, bars, drinking, whatever. What is Lamar doing, JF? Like,
you know, someone should have asked Lamar what he was doing. You know, the Los Angeles Lakers spoil their players. I don't know if you know this. It's pretty interesting. They spoil their players. When everybody else stays at the Marriott Marquis, they stay at the Ritz-Carlton.
Okay.
When everybody else flies on the airline, they fly, you know, they have their own plane always. They mm-hmm. never go cheap.
Right.
The Ritz-Carlton was charging the Lakers for years for the shit he was doing in those rooms. Pipe marks, burns in the rugs, smoking joints, smoking crack. You know, it was like, it's well known. Mm-hmm. And no one ever reached out to the guy. Now he's in the bar again. You just got out of a coma.
So nobody...
Oh, did you see the ugly white women he was with?
No, I
didn't. Oh, my God. They made Iggy look good. Look, that's another one of those things. Let me tell you. If you didn't think he was on drugs and you saw him with those two women, you'd be like, what are you on, drugs?
Well, I mean, clearly he has a problem. Clearly. Are we? When are we going to address it? He was borderline deaf.
Yeah.
Just a couple of months ago. Why aren't we going to address it? Why aren't we going to help Lamar? Like, you mentioned earlier in the show that you had an issue. What did you need to do to get back on track? Like, but how severe was it?
You have to revert back to your principal values. The one that you give your daughter, I give my son.
Right.
If you don't have those values, that foundation,
Maybe he doesn't have those values.
He doesn't have them. Okay. His dad's a heroin addict. He lost his mom.
Right. He was already condemned from the beginning.
He had no chance. Right. And if you can't break that pattern of behavior, you're never going to be able to do it. And I don't think he has the skill set, the wherewithal to do it. I just don't, because you can't get out of it. A coma, be in a bar again, and then say, oh, and then I think he says, well, the people who know. Well, what do they know?
Yeah, but who's going to jump in, intervene, and say, yo, you have to go to a rehab?
It's happened, probably. Who? You have to want it.
You have to want it.
You gotta want the help.
And it's not gonna be Chloe, because she's showing her booty again.
Be some consequences involved. How about saying, well, if you don't go to rehab, we're not fucking with you no more. We're not dealing with you no more. You're not gonna see your kids. You're not gonna see us. You're not gonna have.
They need the
he
money.
He needs to be abandoned.
They need the money. They need the money. They're not gonna. How you gonna cut the man off with the money?
He's going to die.
Get the money then anyway. I know it's short sighted, but you think that, oh, you can't see the kids? Okay, you're not gonna get any extra money. They're okay. Come back. You can come.
So
back.
What was the inspiration for you? Yes, was it your son or what?
I did not. No, I quit a long time. I haven't had a drink or anything, and it's been
But how bad is it? Was it like to the point where?
Well, I mean,
did you have death scares?
No, it wasn't. Okay. But I drive drunk, from high school.
You know what?
I drank three times a day in high school.
Oh, okay. So clearly, alcohol was.
It was bad. Okay. You had to stop eventually. You have to stop. I mean, there are other things too, but it all led to that, led to this, and led to that. Mm-hmm. But you have the foundation to stop. Your mother, if you were out of control, your mother could shake you and you had the foundation to stop. Come back to where you were.
Well, see, that's the thing. She could not shake me if I'm on drugs and I'm rich.
Understood.
You know what I'm saying? Because that's a whole nother level. Like, I'm belligerent at this point. Can't nobody tell me nothing.
This isn't something new with him. Look at Michael Jackson again.
Why you keep bringing up Michael
Jackson?
Because
he had a living doctor doping him up. And nobody said anything.
Don't mention Michael Jackson no more, okay? You done said Michael.
He had a live-in doctor doping him up.
That's a different situation. He was addicted to prescription drugs.
That's
and
no
stuff
difference.
Like that.
What do you think these people get stuck on heroin from the prescription drugs? That's what's happening. All the white people are on heroin now. They ain't picking it up from their mother and father. They're breaking their leg, and they're getting Oxycontin. Next thing you know, they're taking 13 at a time. The next thing you know, they're taking 20 at a time. Next thing you know, they're on heroin. Next thing you know, they're dead. That's what's happening.
It's just that I feel that these people that have abused drugs, they don't know what they're doing to the people that really love them and care about them. Like, you were borderline freaking deaf.
The father never cared about him. He was a heroin addict.
The Kardashians acted like they did.
The Kardashians are this generation's Kennedys.
No, that's too,
listen
that's
to
a
me.
Compliment.
Listen to me. Mm-mm. Nothing good ever came of the Kennedys because it was built on bootlegging, breaking the law. Everything tragic that happened to them was because of their karma. The same thing's gonna happen because everything here is built on a face shot from Ray J.
Good night.
So now you're gonna look at that karma that comes from that, and you can't build a dynasty on swallowing Ray J's kids.
Right.
You can't.
I feel you.
You can't build
but it's been working thus far.
Thus far. But has
unfortunately.
It? But has it?
Yeah, it has pretty much. We don't know how
we're going
to end.
We working for the Kennedys. The Kennedys had a district attorney general, a president, and a senator all in the same family, all from bootlegging, all at the same time. Everyone thought they were doing great, too. How'd that work out?
Yeah, I feel you, but...
Karma's something else. That's the next K they're going to worry about. They got Chloe, they got Kim, they got...
All right, we know who they got. We don't need to run them down.
They should name one of their kids Karma, because that's what's coming, Karma.
You think so?
That next K that's coming for them is Karma.
I feel sorry for
it's
Lamar.
You,
I feel
you
sorry
you can't
for
build a dynasty on a Ray J sex tape.
You can't?
No, you're going to find it all out, and the mother's a pimp.
Yeah, this is true.
It's terrible. It's terrible what's going on.
I was glad to see Lamar's kids at that last Kobe game.
That's who needs, you know.
They said Kanye brought the kids.
His first, really?
Mm-hmm. That's what they say.
Wow, that was nice of Kanye. Really have a problem with Kanye other than he just makes, I mean, everyone thinks he's a mogul and this and that. He's not. It's going to be terrible. He needs to leave the fashion alone. He does not.
I just don't know. It has to be somebody in Lamar's circle that he respects.
Maybe Kobe. Maybe Kobe. But Kobe got his own. Everyone has their own
Maybe
life
Kanye.
At that level. Maybe. Maybe. Mm. You got to hope it's somebody. It's not going to be anyone named Kardashian.
I wish Lamar the best, though. Anyway, I don't know how much time we got, but I got to say something about you guys' mayor. I say you guys is because it's New York. Bill de Blasio.
I live in Jersey with you.
Bill de Blasio. Okay, well, de Blasio went to a Hillary Clinton campaign, one of her little speech thingies, and he got there and he went got there a few minutes late, and he says that he apologizes because he was running on CP time.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. So, you say what? Married to a beautiful black woman. How do you feel about that? How do you feel about?
I'm not saying that she hit me.
Isn't
beat
that
up.
Like kind of
ridiculous? Is borderline N-word? Is that where you're going with it?
Mm. You know what I'm saying?
First of all, you can't say colored people.
Black people shouldn't say colored people.
No, what the hell is he saying? I'm on CPT. What is he, crazy?
Now, just to let you know, this was a planned joke. Like, this wasn't anything that he just thought of out of his head. But just, in my opinion, I felt like it was a joke that was said in poor taste. And I think that for some reason that he said this joke because he had a black wife.
Yeah,
he thought he had the pass. Right. So, when he said that, just to let you know, the whole entire audience was like...
silent.
Crickets.
Good.
Crickets.
But what's the next one? If he can't say CPT, what's he gonna say? Oh, excuse me for being late.
I don't give a damn what
excuse
he said.
Excuse me for being late. I'm married to a black woman.
That would have been better.
It would have been better till his ass got home. Oh my God! But how do you say that's ridiculous? That is borderline M word. That's borderline M word. I'm with you.
Yo, that right there just kind of really
I'm with you. I'm with
stood
you.
Out to me because. That was unreal.
Yeah,
so
that,
then, of
that's
course,
borderline N-word.
There was a line that Hillary Clinton said that what CP time really meant. I don't even remember at this point what she said that it stood for instead of that, because that's how you know that it was planned.
Right.
But just nevertheless.
Yeah, that's rude.
I don't understand what's going on with your people sometimes.
I don't either. I don't either. Especially now with this political thing, the presidential thing. But that's a story for another day. Good gracious.
But speaking of your people and white people. Yes. And white privilege. Mm-hmm. Are we going to quickly go over this Arnold Schwarzenegger situation? I mean,
what is, first of all, the person he pardoned is Mexican.
Okay, but.
And Snoop's, you know why Snoop is jumping up and down?
Well, we know why, because they didn't pardon Tookie.
Tookie!
Right.
A killer! The man who did.
All right, well, come let me. On. Okay, all right. Let me just say this. A lot of people were saying, because they don't understand how the term white privilege comes into this, because right. The person that he pardoned
it's
is
rich
Mexican.
Privilege. It's not white privilege, because there's a lot of poor white people who don't get shit. Yeah, there is a lot. It's class privilege.
You got to say rich white. You got to bring them together. Bring them together.
Well,
don't just do
white,
one.
There's white, there's rich white, and then there's Jewish. That Jewish is that whole next level rich. So we won't go into that. But
there's
really,
a lot of poor Jews too. Don't get it twisted.
I never met one.
Oh yeah? Go down to the Medicaid office. go down to the food stamp office. They're full of Jews.
They're rich because they get everything free.
All right, but let me just get, we're getting off the topic again. All right, so what the hell was I even saying? I'm sick of this man. What were we talking about, please? I got a brain fart.
I just want to go back to that, because I'm not
we're talking about Arnold Schwarzenegger. That's what we can talk about.
Right.
But they're saying, how does white privilege come into play? Because they didn't understand, because he pardoned a Mexican, and the privilege is because of who pardoned him.
I understand.
So if a black
governor did it, Snoop wouldn't be mad?
No, he wouldn't.
But he didn't. But I think he would be.
The point is that he didn't. Well, that's Snoop's gripe. I'm not even talking
but
about
that. But that's what
Snoop
really raised the attention to the community that really raised my attention to it.
But we're talking about the other dude that he did the crime with.
Yes.
He didn't get a part.
No, and that's all class privilege. You're absolutely right.
This is what I'm saying.
You're absolutely right.
What Snoop is beefing about terrible. Is he's totally entitled to beef about that. And you're talking about Tookie was a killer and all of that. But I will say this, though. In the later years before
he tried to turn
that's
it
right
around.
Like
but that man started but that man the Crips, I mean, how many murders?
I know that, but just everybody gets a second chance, right? Everybody deserves a second chance. You can say that for
there's
yourself,
a lot
can't
of
you?
There's a lot of murders behind the Crips.
There's a lot of murders behind the Crips. So you telling me that he could not possibly redeem himself?
No, I'm not telling you that.
All right, so he tried to. What I'm saying is, he tried to make it right.
Right, but you. I mean, I'm looking at the Snoop part of it. You're looking at the other part of it.
I'm looking at it actually in a whole.
Right. I'm just looking at Snoop like, oh, you're a racist. You're no good. You're this, you're that, you're this. I don't think not pardoning Tookie had anything to do with racism. I don't think that had anything to do with racism. And maybe that's just me looking at it.
No. I agree with you.
I don't think it had anything to do with political agenda.
What Snoop is beefing about is personal.
Right. I agree with that.
You know what I'm saying? But it just... just funny how, you know, he did that special part and, like, you know, he looked out because that was
no, he didn't look out. What he did on the way out the door.
Right, right, right.
Which they all do.
But it's
gonna
look out.
It's going to be interesting to see how this president handles his way out the door. President Obama. It's going to be interesting to see how he does that, too, because I think there's a lot of things going on there that he's going to do his last day of office, too.
Right.
And then it's going to be real interesting to see what he does to get money after his presidency.
What do you mean, to get money?
Like, well, Hillary Clinton did speeches that she's hearing about now constantly, and Barack Obama doesn't have money like that. Barack Obama has to go out and make a living now.
Right.
You know, he has to go out and do these Goldman Sachs speeches and things. So it's going to be interesting. It's going to be an interesting way to go with it, with just politics in general. That's how it is.
Yeah,
it's how
I feel you.
It's a power thing.
I'm getting the wrap up, Jaya.
Yeah, I see that. Sorry about that. I talked too much.
No, I enjoyed having you here.
I enjoyed being here. I skipped church for this, so I'll probably go to hell. But
I appreciate that. You neglected the Lord and you came here.
Yeah, well, Zach,
good decision.
I wish you cooked. If I knew you didn't cook, I think I'd go to church.
I got you covered. After the show, you'll get. If you come back again and guest host with me, you okay. See how it goes down after the show. Right. But anyway, thank you, Jaya, for coming out. Don't forget, y'all can pick up his book. You know, just get it. I don't got no time to recite the title and all of that, but thanks. You can catch me at LacheyShow@gmail.com. You can catch me at LacheyShow on Twitter, LacheyShow on IG, LacheyShow on Facebook. And where might my people be able to catch you, JF?
Nowhere. This is what I do.
Oh, and most importantly, we can't forget, BrooklynRadio.com. Y'all can catch my podcast every Tuesday after the show. So thanks for coming out, JF.
My pleasure. Thank you. Push it, 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 push it